Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, June 15th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Wholesale prices surge 11%. Senator McConnell backs the gun bill. Congress beefs up security for families of Supreme Court justices. The number of workers testing positive for narcotics at a 20-year high. Also ahead, why violent crime is surging. But first, producer prices jumping 10.8%. The index measures the cost businesses pay for goods before you buy them. Hardest hit items, food, fuel, furniture, construction material like timber. The average household now spends $600 each month on higher prices than a year ago. That's more than $7,000 slash from the annual budget. Economists believe the U.S. could be in recession by fall. Senate Minority Leader McConnell says he will likely support the bipartisan gun bill. Said the top Republican, quote, "I'm comfortable with the framework, and if the legislation ends up reflecting what the framework indicates, I will be supportive." The new law will expand background checks, allocate federal dollars to school safety, and encourage individual states to enact red flag laws. Of course, this will do little to diminish violence. It's a purely political play. Congress passing legislation to provide more security for the families of Supreme Court judges. The final vote in the House was 396 to 27. The 27 were all Democrats. 24-hour protection will now be given to the justices, their families, and homes. A 26-year-old man, as you may know, was arrested outside the residence of Brett Kavanaugh last week. He was armed with a pistol, knife, duct tape, told cops he was there to kill Kavanaugh. The percentage of American employees testing positive for narcotics hitting the highest level in two decades, 4% of the entire workforce failed a mandatory drug test last year. That figure is up 50% compared to 2019. Many companies no longer screen for substances like marijuana because pot can be consumed legally in 18 states. Drug and alcohol abuse is responsible for 65% of all workplace injuries, and opiates are the major problem in the workplace. In a moment, violent crime on the rise. Why? Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, social justice versus criminal justice. On his first day in office, President Biden said this, quote, "It is the policy of my administration that the federal government should pursue a comprehensive approach to advancing equity for all, including people of color and others who have been historically affected by inequality. Advancing equity and racial justice is the responsibility of the whole of our government," unquote. Well, social justice to some in law enforcement means not charging minority criminals who have been arrested. That's what is driving the crime surge in this country. Some stats. Last year, 2021, aggravated assault across the USA up 12%. Manslaughter up 30%. Car theft up 12%. Property crime 8%. Domestic violence 9%. Rape 2%. And murder up a whopping 30%. 12 major U.S. cities broke their all-time homicide records last year, including Philadelphia, Indianapolis, Tucson, Louisville, and Portland, Oregon. Shootings also up 20% in America's largest cities, New York, L.A., Chicago. And most of the murders and shootings are caused by criminals, drug gangs. Stats on victims. Yearly murders in the USA, 25,000. Yearly rape victims, 460,000. Yearly robbery victims, 500,000. Yearly assault victims, 600,000. Far too many, obviously. Now, the only way to control violent criminals is to harshly punish them, and that, in the eyes of Joe Biden and other progressives, is injustice, because these criminals are largely minority. And the progressive left believes that the country, America, is so unjust, so biased, so racist, that the criminals are the victims. Can you believe this? That is the philosophy. That is why district attorneys in San Francisco, LA, Chicago, Philadelphia, New York are allowing violent criminals not to go unpunished. I believe it's sick because of all the victims. What about them? And the president of the United States is largely on board with this insane progressive vision. The solution: do not vote for politicians who use race as a policy guide. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And please consider my new book, Killing the Killers, Number One in America, a great Father's Day gift. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Historians routinely rank the worst presidents in American history. Bottom of the list typically includes Herbert Hoover, Warren Harding, Andrew Johnson. Dead last, the country's 15th commander-in-chief, James Buchanan. Here is the story behind Old Buck. Like Joe Biden, the Democrat was born in Pennsylvania. He worked in the U.S. House, the U.S. Senate, then became Secretary of State under President James Polk. Buchanan served as president himself from 1857 to 61. While in office, he did nothing, absolutely nothing, as the nation began to disintegrate. During his tenure, 7 southern states actually seceded from the Union, and the USA teetered on the brink of collapse. On his way out of office in March 1861, Buchanan dumped the whole slavery situation into the lap of Abraham Lincoln. Quickly, another 4 states left the Union. The Civil War began 1 month later. Even before the war, Buchanan was a controversial guy. He remains the only president to be a lifelong bachelor. His niece assumed the duties of first lady. Questions about his orientation swirled throughout his lifetime. Much of the speculation involved his relationship with William Rufus King, an Alabama senator. King and Buchanan lived for 10 years in a tiny apartment. The duo often attended government functions together. Many believe the president's fondness for his Southern companion swayed his opinion about slavery. The two were so close that Tennessee Governor Aaron Brown referred to Senator King as Buchanan's better half, while Andrew Jackson mockingly referred to the pair as Miss Nancy and Aunt Fancy. While Buchanan's orientation is unimportant, there is little debate about his record. Old Buck is without a doubt the worst president in the history of the Republic. Will Joe Biden descend to the historical depths of James Buchanan? Doubtful, as the Civil War was the worst event in American history. But Mr. Biden, as it stands now, will be one of the worst performing presidents ever to serve. Back after this.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.